Yes, some people, they brand you young, just because you are last. You live in the city, you stay by yourself, you avoid all wickedness. Still some people, they run you young, it just because you are Rasta. You move to the country, you live in the hills, you avoid all wickedness. Oh, when they check if them on you spine glass, they want to know Rasta business. Yes, some people, they brand new young, it just because you are Rasta. Live in the city, you mind your own business, what you see, you don't see. Yes, some people, they always sing, they never mind their own business.
Sunday morning at 9, join me, Pete Evans, for Spinning Jazz on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. Each week we'll be exploring the wonderful world of modern jazz. From hard bop to bossa nova, from Latin to soul. That's Spinning Jazz, Sunday mornings at 9 on Sheffield Live.
For 2 hours of the finest new alternative music,
tune into The Breakdown
every Saturday between 3 and 5 p.m.
only on Sheffield Live
93.2.
Sounds like this.
Look out, weekend.
Sundays 5 to 7 p.m.
There's this.
On Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Sundays 5 to 7 p.m.
Love and happiness, yeah, something that can make you do wrong, make you do right, yeah. Love. Love and happiness. But wait a minute, something's going wrong. Someone's on the phone, 3 o'clock in the morning, yeah, talking about how she can make it right, yeah, yeah. Happiness is when you really feel good about somebody. There's nothing wrong being in love with someone, yeah. Oh, baby, love and happiness. Love and happiness.
David, and I'm right here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
This is Sheffield Live.
Welcome back, listeners. That was a short break. This is the Night Train on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, Steve Flying Solo. Thanks to everyone who's tuned in and keeping me company. Big up Philly B, who's been enjoying the tunes. Yes, this is the Night Train. Yeah, I'm flying solo. It's just me. We finished off that last hour with Horace Andy and his version of Spineglass. I first heard that on the Air Essential mix. It is out there in popular streaming sites if you need it, which you do. It's a 4-hour extravaganza, and you'll recognize a lot of the songs played in there as ones we've played over the last 400 shows. Talking to show 400, that was going to be in there, but it wasn't. There's no dub of it, so we kept it out. Show 400 was uploaded at thenighttrain.co.uk and most podcast apps of your choosing. It was without our waffle because the website was down, so that we thought that was lost, but it's since been back. Due to unprecedented demand, shout out to Oxbow Jones and Malt in Cambridge, I might upload it again with our waffle because bizarrely they said they enjoy our waffle. After that, the quick break, we had Al Green, Love and Happiness, one we played at our Jukebox 45 night last week. Seemed to go down quite well. And if you want to hear us spinning records again, get yourself to Hagler's Corner on Queen's Road on Friday the 19th of September. 6 till 3, it is a 3-room indoor-outdoor extravaganza celebrating 25 years of Sheffield Live, fundraiser to get some money in the coffers and keep the station on the air. Featuring DJs on the night, long running shows, past and present, Deep Groove, Dub Central, Junglist Alliance, Latino Times, Mid Afternoon Memories, Platinum Plate, Sounds Like This, Spinning Jazz, The Breakdown, The Night Train, and Two Left Foot, or is it Two Foot Left? It says here Two Left Foot, I should know, they're on Mondays, either 9 to 11 or 11 to 1. Again, I should know all of those things. Yes, so we'll be there with Chris Welsh from Sounds Like This in Grub Records, 6 till 8, hosting all the different DJs come along playing, picking a record of things that they want. And then after that, it just gets wilder and wilder with DJs in the bar and then in the cafe, say going till 3 o'clock. I think it ends up with a no holds barred, anything goes session. I can't remember what time me and Paolo are on, but we are taking suggestions of what we should do. We'll be back to back vinyl only. Do we do the Roy special live? Do you want songs with people's names in them? Other daft things, songs about food, songs about animals, all sorts. But yeah, we'll be there. That 2-hour session with DJs, I think, is going to get recorded and broadcast live. So that will be a high stakes recording for us, because usually we fix a lot in post. But you knew that already. Okay, this one, the background's about to finish, and luckily the music's about to save me. So I'm going to put the faders up and stop talking. Back in about 10 to 15 minutes.
Zombie or zombie? Zombie or zombie? Zombie no koko wa ne. go to work today. I'd rather stay home and play video games. I wanna chill, but I gotta get up. I gotta get up. I gotta
I was lonely making an album, attempted it four times. Lost my confidence and you wouldn't believe why. Sitting in a studio with my head in my hands, thinking what am I to do with this music I can't write. Team falling apart and I'm caught in a crossfire. You selling me lies and saying I must buy. Missing with my mental that I worked hard to protect. It's causing pains in my chest, so it's best that I cut ties. Trying to make an album means bearing my whole truth. Unpacking the fuckery I'm trying to heal through. Imagine telling all to somebody you trust, and that same somebody then holds it against you. It's almost like that somebody's trying to end you. I was lonely making an album till I realized I'm all I needed to get through. Rapping, cause I don't even know who I'm meant to be anymore. Lonely making an album is tackling all doubt. I'm used to making it with, can I do it without? No figure of speech, I get it by any means. No sucker is in my jeans, yet still having more doubts. On top of that, I'm dealing with somebody who's obsessed with more clout. I was lonely making an album till I realized my story's all I can pour out.
Maybe I draw the line. Maybe it's not. time drifted away with the wind, and as the centuries became chapters in the book of life, the earth took time to die.
Okay, this is the Flying Solo on the Night Train here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. Got myself a bit confused with too many faders going up and down. Yes, Flying Solo, so that's why it's a little bit ropey tonight. Okay, what did you have in that last set? Weirdly, I think this is the show with the most new music on, or at least music from this year. Kind of unprecedented. Anyway, start off with a new one, but it's an old one. So I think it's really re-released recently. It's Vital Disorders with Zombie, released on Wawa 45s. They've said it's a unique moment from 82 where new wave and post-punk collided with Afrobeat in the shape of Norwich DIY outfit Vital Disorders and their subversive yet instantly memorable version of the Fela Kuti classic Zombie. Weirdly, one of two songs from Norwich in tonight's show. That's unplanned, but that's the way it goes. After that, we had Four Hero with Another Day featuring Jill Scott from the 2001 album Creating Patterns on Talking Loud. A new one to me, but definitely relatable, talking about getting up and going to work. One day of work for me tomorrow, and then I'm off to Venice. I thought I was off to Venice last week, but it turned out I booked the flights for the wrong week. So I had to hastily change the flights, apologise to my boss, and move my annual leave around, which is why there wasn't a show last week. It was all too hectic trying to fix that. After Four Hero, it was Little Sims from her sixth and latest studio album, released in June this year. Now, you may have seen Sims pop up at Notting Hill. She was spinning tunes and performing at the Deviation Takeover on Kilowatt Sound. That was on the Sunday. And sort of Benji B, he's put together lineup that looked pretty good. Then another new one, it was Portal by Fine. Shout out to The Breakdown, as mentioned earlier, on Saturdays 3 till 5. They're out of Denmark. I heard that on their show yesterday while I was pottering around the house, and thought, oh, that'll go in nicely. Then we finished up the set with another new one from Chairman Math, La Muerte, from his 10th full-length album, which much returned to mostly instrumental beats after last year's rap heavy The Pits. Big fans of Chairman Math here. It says here on the Bandcamp, featuring his sample heavy soundscapes, now of expanded sound palettes featuring increased use of synth and keyboards. So if you thought his albums were good before, they've got even better. It's a lovely quote on his Bandcamp page from Bukowski. It says, "We're all going to die, all of us. What a circus. That alone should make us love each other, but it doesn't. We are terrorized and flattened by trivialities. We're eaten up by nothing." So that's a nice little thing to take into the night or into the week when I get this uploaded. In theory, I need to get this all done tonight so I can upload it and then be off on my merry way tomorrow afternoon. So that probably means I'm going to be late to bed tonight, but it will be uploaded in record time. So I hope all of you folks out there that listen on the catch up appreciate that. If there's any shows that you haven't missed and you're tuned in live, you can get almost all of them, I think. Just go to thenighttrain.co.uk. Links there to our SoundCloud page, Mixcloud page, that has all of the old shows. We're on most podcast apps as well, apart from that horrible green streaming machine. They booted us off, but we also wouldn't want to promote them anyway. So yeah, go back and listen to some of the gems, download them and take them with you. Listen at your convenience. So, is there one more set to go? Yeah, traditionally this is the laid back set, and it's pretty laid back. Kicks off with one picked by my partner in crime, who's not here. It is Scott Dunbar with Easy Rider, kind of finger pickingy thing. Don't adjust your headphones. The knocking is on the song, is what I'll say. It caught me out earlier. I'll be back to wrap things up in about 15 minutes, but until then, enjoy.
Anything you think it be like, nah, Easy Rider, don't you know my name? Well, gone old gal for you make me mad. I tell you something, what I ain't gonna have now. Now, how no, low down, hang around. Mama, mama, just look at sis standing on the corner trying to do that twist now. Rider, right, don't you know my name? Well, come here, sis, you one of them things trying to be a mama and you don't know how now. Oh, there ain't but one thing for my mind. All these people ain't now on my mind. Easy Rider. Right, don't you know my name? Well, I'm kind of town, won't me bring you back. Just anything you think, baby, like I Easy Rider. Don't you know my name? Yeah. One thing with my mind, all these people ain't now with mine. I eat it right up, don't you know my name? Well, I'm going mad before I make you mad. Tell you something, what I ain't gonna have now. Eat it right up, don't you know my name? That's old Papa Crumb, man.
Thank you. each one that came up there for a flash to be appreciated and savored, reluctantly let go to the moment and be super bold with others.
Okay, folks, we've made it. We've got to the final link of the night. Thanks for hanging around and sticking with me. It's been much appreciated. Yeah, this is Steve. He's been flying solo on the night train here on Sheffield Live. It's been all right. It's not been too terrible. I think that's testament to sticking around and doing something 400 odd times. You get a certain amount of muscle memory and it all kicks in. And just end up sliding the mic up and hoping for the best. Okay, what did we have in that final set? So, start off with a bit of a strange one. I thought it was going to be the oldest one of the night, but it's only from 1970. It was Scott Dunbar with Easy Rider from his album, or From Lake Mary, I think is the name of the album, from 1970, but reissued a few years back on Fat Possum. Then on to the final... No, not the final new one of the night. It was The Bug with Militants, the Beast version, from a 6-track split EP with Ghost Dubs released last week or the week before. Each of them taking one side, doing one song, doing three versions. The Bug said of Militants. For me, the three mix of Militants are intended as a tribute to legendary Jar Shaka, R.I.P., and his epic earth-moving sessions at the Rocket in Holloway Road, which are partly responsible for my present roots reggae and bass addiction. If you want to hear more about The Bug talking about his life and music and stuff, thoroughly recommend the What Goes Around podcast that he was on. Really, really good chat with the host Eamon on that. From there, we went to one released last year, Audio Obscura with Song for the Lost Cartographer from the LP Acid Field Recordings in dub, released April last year. I think we mentioned it before, but it bears repeating, he said of the album. A really good write-up on the Bandcamp page, but the little snippet, he says, I was walking up a hill in Norwich and I heard a street cleaner was coming down pushing his cart, and the broom attached was bouncing up and down in the exact way a snare on a dub record might sound with the echo. I was amazed and stopped, stood still and just savoured the moment, but of course I'd never microphone with me. But after that, he's kind of started recording, doing field recordings and tripping them out and whatnot. It's a really good album. I thoroughly recommend it and you should check it out. Then... after that, well, that was a short set. The one that we closed that set with was Black Hill Transmissions with Rec Works, the Beatless Mix. That's a kind of bonus track that comes with his latest Transmission number 4 tape, available on his Bandcamp page. He says of that it's crackle, organ hum, rough beats and dub days. The bass blown out and up front, everything echoes or covered in fuzz. Nothing is clear. He said it's like a copy of Black Hill's transition music, a transmission music. So shout out to him. Yeah, that latest release is a kind of a mix on a cassette of him sort of dubbing and jamming it out, I think. Yeah, available on his Bandcamp page. You get the download included on that, and you also get that bonus track that we played. Okay, so there probably will be a show next week. Hopefully somehow I'm not making it because, as I said, I'm going to be away on my jollies. If anyone's got any recommendations for Venice, then hit me up in the next 48 hours because that's when I head out. Everyone so far has just said, oh, just walk around, which is good. There will be a lot of walking. No record shops really of note, unfortunately. There's one, but reports on it are not great. It said it's okay, so I might go there and pick up some classic albums that I don't have. I do need to buy a new pair of sunglasses, so hopefully that will happen as well. No doubt some postcards to be sent as well. It's good to have a mission. Right, one more tune to play us out until we all go away, and it is Aphex Twin with Polynomial C. I think it's coming from the EP, which has just been repressed and reissued by Warp. Get that from bleep.com. Hopefully Paolo's got me a copy. We were thinking of buying it, and I said get two because I want one. So I'm going to put the fader up on this and pack up and go home.